The listing process. Listings are the key to success in real estate. The logic behind this statement is that listings are selling while you're out looking for more listings. At this point, you have spent a lot of time and expense prospecting for clients, and you finally receive the phone call or email that a potential seller wants to talk to you about selling his home. Fantastic! Now what? Although many sellers will attempt to get some questions answered over the phone, most sellers understand the benefit of meeting in person to discuss their need to place their home on the market. Generally, sellers invite several real estate professionals to an interview process before selecting an agent to list their property. The interview is when the real competition begins, and it definitely can be tough. However, being prepared is your step to getting the listing. It is now your time to educate the seller on the selling process and what you and your company can do for him. Typically, sellers focus on the list price, commission rates, marketing, and the real estate sales agent's experience. You can shine by exuding true professionalism and giving a well-prepared presentation. It comes down to whether or not there is a personality match. In other words, do they like you or not? Setting the appointment. The critical thing to remember in setting your appointment is to allow yourself enough time to be thoroughly prepared. Drive the neighborhood and check the for sale by owners that may have sold and any other new sold or sale pending signs. If there are any, be sure to call and try to find out the selling price. Anticipate that your sellers will want to know, and your professionalism and credibility as the neighborhood expert will be significantly enhanced when you can answer their questions. After you drive through and prepare your listing presentation kit, you are ready. A useful phone technique when setting the appointment is to offer the seller a choice of two times. I can come at 6 p.m. this evening, or would 8 p.m. work better, or you? It is more difficult for the seller to reject this option than if you were to ask in the following way. Can I meet with the two of you this evening? For your first listing appointment, schedule a time when no one is in a hurry. The listing presentation. If you have mainly worked with buyers up to this point, you may not have had the experience of listing a property. If you have the opportunity, go along with an experienced listing agent in your office for at least one listing appointment to observe. You can even offer to help them with the preparation. Real estate is a hands-on learning industry, and by being in the appropriate environment and situation, you will boost your confidence. Many offices have a standard procedure for preparing a listing appointment and may even have printed items that you can incorporate into the CMA and presentation. Your listing presentation should cover your qualifications, the brokerage you work for, information about the local housing market, how the seller's home fits into that landscape, and what you will do to market the seller's property if you were to get the listing. Do not take it for granted that the listing is yours when you first meet with an interested seller. Keep in mind that the seller may be interviewing several agents, hoping to find the best fit to sell the property while providing support for the seller. Practicing listing presentations is an excellent way to ensure you are comfortable when meeting with a seller. Find a friend to whom you can provide a presentation, just as you would if you were on a real listing appointment. Today, most agents perform the listing presentation solely on their laptops or tablets. However, some sellers still prefer a printed presentation. The pre-listing packet. A cover letter. Remind prospects when you will arrive and how to contact you. A short bio and an outline of your skills. A personal marketing brochure. Brief bios of your team members. Testimonials of your past clients if you have them. If not, you could include a letter from your broker stating the year's success. A seller's disclosure notice for the sellers to complete, and all required disclosure information. The CMA and listing packet. You want to present a compelling presentation supported by facts, statistics, and visuals. Be concise and allow the sellers time to ask you questions and participate in the presentation. Your listing packet should consist of a comparable market analysis, CMA, along with your analysis of the property, your bio emphasizing your competency, a detailed marketing plan for the home, a detailed list of services that you will provide for your commission, Agency Disclosure Form. A listing agreement prepared and ready to be signed once the price and the terms are agreed upon. You may also want to add information about the community and area of town, your company website, and all the services your company provides that set you apart from other competitors. The presentation. Practice is the best way to build confidence in your listing presentation. These tips will help you make a good first impression on your sellers. Break the ice with light social conversation. Steer clear of inflammatory discussions about politics or other topics on which people have strong opinions. Mirror the seller's style and demeanor. If they are formal, follow suit. Ask to tour the house first and take photos. The tour will help you gain the information you will need to suggest a list price and give you more time to build rapport with the sellers. Ask open-ended questions and listen carefully for clues as to what issues in the sale are the most important to the sellers. Then, adjust your presentation accordingly. Present the listing agreement and ask for the listing. Present the comparative market analysis and settle on a price for the home. Tips for making the listing presentation. Meeting with sellers. Arrive on time. You are making an important presentation to important people, sellers, about an important property, theirs. If you have never viewed the property before and have gained entry during door-to-door canvassing, you will probably have to visit twice. At any rate, your presentation will be a two-step process. Inspect the property. Take your notepad, pen, and a tape measure and begin a thorough inspection. Perhaps the sellers want to help you measure. This will involve them in the process and foster an attitude of cooperation. While you are viewing the property, ask the owners to tell you about their home. Ask what features they like most and what attracted them to the property in the first place. Inquire about improvements they have made and make notes about the positives and the negatives that you see. It is a good idea to suggest minor repairs, as you notice the need for them. For example, you might recommend that a leaky faucet could easily be fixed. Although you should note any problems, you may not want to discuss it at this time. Once you have the listing, you should talk to your sellers about marketing their house. Once you have completed a careful inspection, it is time to sit down with the sellers and discuss business. The kitchen or dining room table is an excellent place to spread out your listing presentation kit and face both owners at once. As you talk with the sellers, be sure to take notes. Questions to ask the seller. Design a questionnaire like the one on the following page with enough room left for responses. You can refer to this when you are posing questions to the seller to determine their needs and pre-qualify them as viable clients. Take notes on the questionnaire during a phone call and save it in the client's file. During this conversation, you should be developing a profile on the owners that will enable you to best meet their needs. Try not to interrupt them as they speak. Listen carefully, but at the same time, try to keep focused on the issues at hand. At the end of your call, do not forget to ask how the prospect heard about you and record the answer so that you can track your marketing efforts. You have a duty not to disclose information considered confidential under the scope of the agency or non-agency relationship in your state. However, you cannot conceal pertinent facts relating to the property. Although you should keep your eyes open for potential problems that might affect the sale, you're only obligated to discover and disclose problems that would be reasonably apparent to a real estate professional. Remember that the information you learn is confidential, as defined by state law, even if you do not have an agency relationship with the sellers.